Trevor didn't answer. He could only think of the mic in the briefcase, and how lucky he was to have it outside. Getting flogged like this was something he'd rather Wesson Chap not hear.
You've been drinking, haven't you?
Spicer asked, on the attack.
Yes, Trevor said, a temporary pause in the lying. I stopped and bought a beer.
Or two.
Yes, two.
Spicer leaned on his elbows, his face halfway across the table.
I got some bad news for you, Trevor. You're fired.
What?
Terminated. Sacked. Gone for good.
You can't fire me.
I just did, effective immediately, by unanimous vote of the brethren. We're notifying the warden so your name will be removed from the list of attorneys. When you leave today, Trevor, don't come back.
Why?
Lying, drinking too much, sloppy habits, a general lack of trust on behalf of your clients.
It sounded true enough, but Trevor nevertheless took it hard. It had never crossed his mind that they'd have the guts to fire him. He clenched his teeth and asked,
What about our little enterprise? It's a clean break. You keep your money, we'll keep ours.
Who'll run it on the outside?
We'll worry about that. You can't pursue an honest living, if you're able.
What would you know about an honest living?
Why don't you just leave, Trevor? Get up, walk out. It's been lovely.
Sure, he mumbled, his thoughts a blur, but two coming to the forefront.
First, Spicer had brought no letters, the first time that had happened in many weeks. Second, the cash. What did they need the $5,000 for? Probably to bribe their new lawyer. They'd planned their ambush well, which was always an advantage they held because they had so much time on their hands. Three very bright men with lots of idle time. It wasn't fair. Pride made him stand. He extended a hand and said,
Sorry it had to happen.
Spicer shook it reluctantly.
Just get out of here, he wanted to say.
When they made eye contact for the last time, Trevor said, almost in a whisper,
Conyers is the man. Very rich. Very powerful. He knows about you.
Spicer leapt up like a cat. With their faces just inches apart, he said, also in a whisper,
Is he watching you?
Trevor nodded and winked. Then he grabbed the door. He picked up his briefcase without a word to Link. What was he supposed to say to the guard? Sorry, old boy, but the $1,000 a month in cash you were getting under the table just got cut off. Sad about it? Then ask Judge Spicer here why it happened. But he let it pass. He was reeling and almost dizzy, and the alcohol didn't help. What would he tell Wesson Chap? That was the question of the moment. They would hammer him as soon as they could catch him. He said goodbye to Link and Vince, Mackie, and Rufus up front. Same as always, but now for the last time, and walked into the hot sun. Wes and Chap were parked three cars down. They wanted to talk, but played it safe. Trevor ignored them as he tossed his briefcase into the passenger seat and got in the Beetle. The caravan followed him away from the prison and slowly down the highway toward Jacksonville.